Hi, my name is Nick Stanko, art teacher and coach at Hassell High School.
And also, how about athlete? What do you do?
And then on the side, I guess I run professionally as a distance runner, primarily in the marathon distance.
Stanko's a petite guy with a shaved head, and he is hardcore about running. He's tried out for the Olympic team twice. Even the students on the track team that he coaches say he's a big deal.
It's cool when you go to running events and everyone knows about your coach. You can say, oh, Nick Stanko's your coach. And they say, yeah, it's really cool. I'm around him every day.
That's Ryan B.A. B.A. and some of the other track kids went down to Texas in January to support Stanko. He had made the cut to compete in the Olympic trials for the marathon. Typically, the top three women and the top three men make the team. At the trials, 111 men were running for those three spots. That's 111 guys going for three spots. So Stanko's mindset was to go for it, even though he had been dealing with some injuries.
I mean, I got out really well, felt comfortable. And then by about halfway, you know, I still felt comfortable.
Well, we knew that he was going out to take a chance, and it was just really cool to see him up in the front of the pack.
And it went well for a while, but then it didn't.
Yeah, his body basically locked up.
That's his wife, Teresa. She noticed around mile 15 that Stanko did not look like his usual self.
You know, you can just see it. You can see the stride changes, the upper body changes, and just the face.
She says she'd never seen that look on his face before. Even the students noticed his strained form. Here's Ryan B.A.
Midway through the race, we saw him hurting, so we tried to push him on as hard as we could.
A marathon is a little more than 26 miles. About halfway through, Stanko started cramping, and he stopped drinking in any liquids.
I hit the wall, you know? It's like, oh my God, this is horrible. Like 15, 18 miles, I thought, okay, I can do this. I'll make it. And, you know, I'm tough. And, I mean, I got humbled.
On the home stretch, around mile 24, Stanko slowly pulled off to the side near a medical tent. He saw a cooler full of Gatorades, grabbed a bottle, and chugged it. He instantly felt better, but he knew what he had to do.
I had to stop, and I walked it in, and I walked about 2 miles in, and that gave me enough time to get over the fact and move on.
When he walked off the course, high school senior and track member Ellen Corder says it was one of the saddest things she's seen.
Because a coach who you were expect just like superhuman, like, couldn't do it as we have experienced too. And so it was almost the pain of yourself not finishing a race multiplied by 10 watching him not finish.
I mean, they didn't know what to say, and you know, they know they've had bad races before, and you know, you just pat them on the back and say, you know, good job. I know it's not what you wanted, but still, you gave it your all.
A lot of the admiration that came from that race was after, and how he moved on and how he had such a positive attitude after finishing. He didn't beat himself up. He let himself be sad, but then he moved on.
Stanko says races don't always work out, but you've got to bounce back and try again. And he was one of 26 marathon runners who did not finish the trials that day. But Stanko has a plan, and that includes running the marathon trials for the next two Olympics. I'm Kyle Norris, Michigan Radio News.